A reading from Genesis 3. Now the serpent was more crafty than any other beast of the field that the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, "Did God actually say, 'You shall not eat of any tree in the garden?'" And the woman said to the serpent, "We may eat of the fruit of the trees in the garden. But God said, 'You shall not eat of the fruit of the tree that is in the midst of the garden. Neither shall you touch it, lest you die.'" But the serpent said to the woman, "You will not surely die. For God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was to be desired to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. And she also gave some to her husband, who was with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves loincloths. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man and said to him, "Where are you?" And he said, "I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself." He said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree of which I commanded you not to eat?" The man said, "The woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me the fruit of the tree, and I ate." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this that you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." The Lord God said to the servant, "Because you have done this, cursed are you above all livestock and above all the beasts of the field. On your belly you shall go, and the dust you shall eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel."
The second reading, Micah chapter 5, verse 1 to 5a. "Now muster your troops, O daughter of troops. Siege is laid against us. With a rod they strike the judge of Israel on the cheek. But you, O Bethlehem, Ephrathah, you are too little to be among the clans of Judah. From you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler in Israel, whose coming forth is from of old, from ancient days. Therefore, he shall give them up until the time when she who is in labor has given birth. Then the rest of his brothers shall return to the people of Israel. And he shall stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they shall dwell secure, for now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and he shall be their peace."
A reading from the book of Isaiah, chapter 9, verse 2 to verse 7. "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as they are glad when they divide the spoil. For the yoke of his burden and the staff of his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For every boot of the tramping warrior in battle tumult and every garment rolled in blood will be burned as fuel for the fire. For us, a child is born. To us, a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace, there will be no end. On the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
The reading in Luke chapter 1, verses 26 to 35. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying, and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How will this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel said, answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God."
A reading from the book of Luke, chapter 2, verse 1. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verse 8. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning the child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen as it had been told them.
Well, a very good evening to you. My name is John. I'm the senior minister at Leipzig English Church. And what a joy to welcome you to be here together tonight. Welcome to our carol service. So fabulous having such a great orchestra and a choir. Thank you so much. Great to hear you in fine voice tonight. We have sung a lot tonight and heard a lot tonight about Christmas. And I would like us now to take a few moments to reflect on that first Christmas. Before we do that, I'm going to pray. Lord God, you sent those angels to shepherds on that hillside to tell them all about that first Christmas. And we ask now that you might send your Spirit and tell us, teach us what that first Christmas means and the joy that it brings. Amen. Christmas is a time of good news. In the UK, a big part of Christmas lunch involves sausages wrapped in bacon. They are an absolute highlight, a must on my table. We call them pigs in blankets. And last year, I'd heard you can't buy them in Germany. So I was braced for a disappointing Christmas. Until a couple of weeks before Christmas, our neighbours invited us over, and lo and behold, they served us pigs in blankets, sausages with bacon. It made my day. I went to Netto the next day and bought 2 packets, made sure we had them. Christmas was saved. I wonder what good news you have had around Christmas time. Maybe you've been told you won't have to cook dinner. Or maybe you've been told you won't have to wash up after dinner. Maybe you've been told that someone will be joining you for Christmas. Or maybe you've been told someone won't be joining you for Christmas. Tonight, we are thinking about something that is much bigger and so much better. We are talking about the sort of good news that completely changes your life. Bigger than a job promotion, or that school place that suddenly becomes available, or the apartment. It is better than your visa coming through. Even bigger and better than being told, "Yes, I will marry you." Christmas is about good news. But I think so often, if we think about Christmas at all, we find it hard to get excited by it. And we've heard the story of that first Christmas read to us tonight. Mary gave birth to a baby, wrapped him in cloths, laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Maybe you've been sent a traditional Christmas card with that scene on it this year. A peaceful mother and a father neatly kneeling either side of this manger, this feeding trough. Baby lying there. It looks clean, it looks still. Newborn baby Jesus looks more like a 9-month-old chubby little boy. We know Christmas is meant to be about good news, but it can be hard to get excited about someone else's baby, let alone someone that you have never met, or someone that was born 2,000 years ago. Did you know that that Christmas scene that we think of, it just takes up 2 or 3 verses in the Bible? The rest of the Bible explains what it means. Those angels that we have just heard read about tell us what that scene really is all about. We've got the reading printed for you. I want to draw your attention to 2 verses tonight. Luke chapter 2, verses 10 and 11. Sentence 10 and 11. The angels meet some terrified shepherds on a hillside, and they say, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born in this day, in the city of David, a Saviour who is Christ the Lord." Christmas is about the best news that you or I could ever hear. Friends, we only understand Christmas, we only understand Jesus Christ, if it is the best news that you have ever heard. If Jesus coming at Christmas is not the most incredible and precious news to you, then you can be certain that you have not understood it. In this carefully researched historical account that we have here, the Gospel of Luke, the angels give us 3 reasons why this is good news. Good news of great joy. Here is a king who is a savior who has come for all people. He's a king. This baby Jesus is given all of the royal titles. He is Christ. That means he is the king who has been promised for years, for centuries. He's born in the royal city, the city of David. He is called the Lord. Wherever we look, we're crying out for better leaders, aren't we? The German government at the moment is in a bit of a mess. We're facing a black hole, black financial hole. Don't worry, things aren't much better in the UK. American politics looks a bit like an endless TV drama. In parts of the world, corruption marks power, or there is war. Christmas is good news about a king, Jesus, the one who rules and reigns over all. Unlike human leaders, this king doesn't use his power for personal gain. He doesn't exploit or abuse. He reigns with righteousness and equity. He is just and fair and good and kind. He is a king who acts with integrity. We heard he is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, one who is called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. He's not like any other ruler. He's not born in a palace, but in a stable. The world's best doctors are nowhere to be seen, but shepherds worship him. He doesn't wear expensive boss baby clothes, but he's wrapped in swaddling cloth. His birth is announced by angels, but as he's laid in a manger, he is literally treated like an animal. It is shameful, and he looks nothing like a king. But that is a pattern that follows him through his life. He has incredible power and wisdom, but he is rejected over and over. He is humiliated and eventually killed as a criminal. And we are left thinking, how on earth is this good news? The angels say he is a king, but he is also a savior. A savior rescues, they save lives. Think of a lifeguard at a swimming pool, jumping in, saving someone who is drowning. Or the doctor that offers a desperate patient a brand new treatment with a 100% success rate. Or the policeman who uncovers new evidence that frees the prisoner on death row. Jesus didn't come to cheer us up like Santa. He didn't come in his might to rule as a king, although he is one. He came to save. And as he grows up, Jesus tells us that the Christ, the King, that he must suffer, must die, must rise from the dead, and repentance and the forgiveness of sins preached in his name to all nations, to everyone. You see, he is heralded as a king at Christmas. He's condemned as a criminal at Easter, because he is a savior who gives his life for others. A savior who offers forgiveness because he suffered and died in the place of others. What is the best news you have ever heard? Tonight, please consider Jesus again. My sins, the things that I do wrong, they show me to be his enemy. Yet he didn't come that first Christmas to conquer and to judge. He came to earth in humility to save, to forgive, to die for me, to take punishment for people like me and people like you, to save his people, to bring peace, to bring that joy to the world that we've just sung about. He is a king. He is a savior. This is for all people. Did you see the angels say that? I bring you good news of great joy for all people. If you are a person tonight, this is good news for you. His birth had been promised for centuries. His kingdom would last forever. His reign is universal. Even the stars in the sky align to announce his arrival. There is not a person who does not need the rescue that this king brings. We might be able to cover it up for a while, But if we're truly honest with ourselves, we have all done things that we are ashamed of. All done things that we wish we hadn't. And here is a king who offers us light in darkness, peace instead of war, who offers forgiveness instead of judgment, and hope instead of despair. And friends, there is no one that Jesus would ever turn away. Truly good news for all. We would love to share more about this with you. If you would like to find out more or hear more, we will be running in January a short course exploring who Jesus is. You can come along, you can ask any question you have, or you can just come and sit and listen. We will meet on Monday nights from the 15th of January in the Andreas Gemeinde House on Scharnhorststrasse. That's where we normally meet. And we'll look at more about what it means for Jesus to be this king who saves. Why not talk to someone who invited you here tonight? Or come and speak to Larry or me. We'd love to hear from you. Or use those QR codes. We also have copies of John's Gospel in English and Mark's Gospel in German. Eyewitness accounts of Jesus' life. They are free for you to take away, our gift to you. Please do. They're available on the door, on the table by the door as you go. As I finish this Christmas, please don't let this good news of great joy pass you by. There is a king who came to be a saviour, who came for you. Thanks for listening.
A reading from the book Isaiah 7, chapter 12, verses 1 to 6. You will say in that day, I will give thanks to you, O Lord, for though you were angry with me, your anger turned away, that you might comfort me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and will not be afraid, for the Lord God is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation. And you will say in that day, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the peoples, proclaim that his name is exalted. Sing praises to the Lord, for he has done gloriously. Let this be made known in all the earth. Shout and sing for joy, O inhabitant of Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel.